The Lime Pit, a Harry Stoner Mystery by Jonathan Vallon, narrated by Mark Peckham. Chapter 1. It was a warm noon in early July. From my desk I watched a black-bodied wasp floating past the screen of the office window. He and a dozen or so of his cronies had built a hive on the sixth-floor corners of the Ryerly building, directly below my office. And now in the early summer heat they circled and droned through the air in a lazy, rancorous cloud, like a little spot of bad weather in an otherwise flawless sky. I had just gotten back to Cincinnati Thursday morning after spending the better part of 2 days in Chicago running down a con man by the name of Aaron Mull. He was an interesting character. Mull? A kind of Cornbelt Prospero who had tricked two realtors into parting with a large sum of cash. It was a beautiful scam, and it could only have been run on the very greedy or the maladroit, which was why the two real estate men had looked so goddamn angry when they popped into my office on the first of the month. The taller and more imposing of the pair, a bug-eyed man named Leo Meyer, explained the situation in a hoarse, aggrieved voice, while his partner Larry Cox literally wrung his hands in rage. They were not-so-newly-rich men, used to getting their own ways in a world of cutthroat scheming. They had worked their way up, so Meyer told me, the hard way, had fought for every penny that was theirs. And, so I told myself, though I didn't tell Meyer, it had taken this schemer Aaron Mull to summon up a history that had been, for a decade at least, buried under the loosed earth of acquisitions. Fine houses, fine cars, and fine clothes. The tailored suits that Brooks Brothers shirts and ties, the bally shoes, that now seemed to Meyer mere figments from some other dream of worldly happiness. I took the case. Hell, why not? Meyer's self-righteousness may have been as phony as Mull's scam, and his usual business ethics just as questionable. But money is money, whoever has handled it, and once in your hands it's an orphan, a new limb waiting to be grafted green on the family tree. I'd found Mull all right, working the same scam on a Northside Chicago realtor, and I turned him over to the police. Not without a tussle, however. Because Aaron Mull was a crafty son of a bitch and, like most imaginative men, a selfish one. In fact, when I finally caught up with him in the tar lot of a Northside IGA, he denied he was Aaron Mull. And, just for a second, in the dry, shimmering heat of that grocery parking lot, I believed him. Maybe it was the heat, or maybe it was just another facet of that gift that made him so good at what he did. But by God, in his checkered short-sleeved shirt, his Levi's and hush puppies, with a shock of pale brown hair, his tan...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?